We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a
hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 47. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com. And I'm really happy that we don't really remind ourselves what order we go in anymore. I'm smiling.
After 46 episodes, we finally figured it out.
Yeah.
It only took us a year.
So anyway.
News?
News. There's a lot of it.
You sound so put upon. There's a lot of news.
Okay, let's talk about pickups. Pickups first. Start with the good news and end with the bad news.
Okay.
ABC's comedies that I like have been picked up for a full season. Modern Family, Cougar Town in the Middle. Sorry, Kelsey Grammer. And probably Eastwick, but...
That's not a comedy.
Well, it's a dramedy.
It's on Wednesday.
Yeah. So basically, let me amend that to say, sorry, Kelsey Grammer. So that's awesome news. Love to hear that the good shows are picked up. And then CBS also picked up NCIS LA, which is a no-brainer, and The Good Wife, which is also a no-brainer, because the two of them are doing huge numbers. So kudos to them. I have them on the DVR, and I have no interest in catching up on them.
Not that there's a whole lot else on Tuesday nights, but that lineup is pretty much just running away with the night.
Exactly. So, that's pickups.
Okay.
And cancellations. Shocking news! I feel like there needs to be like a shocking news! Coming out of NBC last night. Southland hasn't even aired a second season episode, and it's been canceled by NBC because they saw the first four episodes and they're really dark. Well, no shit, it's a 10 o'clock show. You put Jay Leno on every night at 10 o'clock, so you have no 10 o'clock slots for a 10 o'clock show. You screwed yourself, NBC. And I hope it finds a network that's going to take care of it, because I don't think this fight is over.
Yeah, that was my favorite line from the story, was that after viewing the first few episodes, that NBC execs think that it's too dark and gritty to air at 9 o'clock. And I'm thinking... they moved SVU to 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
exactly.
Is there... I was like, how much darker and grittier is it? What kind of stories are they doing in the first few episodes of season 2 of Southland if you can't put it on at on a Friday at 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Nobody wants to see me on a Friday anyway, so it's not like more than 2 million people would see how dirty and gritty it was. Get a chance.
Yeah, when you've got special victims units, what does some of the darkest and... explicit storylines on network TV. Yeah, that one was just bizarre. I now want to see the episodes just to see what the heck.
I have a feeling we're going to. I don't think this is over. I think somehow we're still going to see it. They're still finishing shooting episode 6. We shall see. So that's that. In other NBC has no plan news. They've now cut day one down from a 13-episode series to a 4-hour special event, should we call.
Yeah, with the possibility that if it did well, it could become a series.
Yeah.
You know, in the next fall, but it's still kind of... weird. I mean, that was sort of like their big... their really big, you know, kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, sort of ambitious type show of this possible season.
There's another show that if they put it on at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, I think it'll be too dark. So they screw themselves again. Sorry, NBC. Here's another question, and this is not on the news, but here's a thought I just had. Does NBC bump Jay Leno for the Olympics?
I don't know, probably.
Anyway.
Yeah, because once the Winter Olympics come, it'll be all Winter Olympics all the time.
Yeah, and that'll be the only thing that it's getting ratings for. And it'll all be tape delayed because it's a West Coast, like, well, at least for me. The Olympics air at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on, never mind. I'm not making any sense.
Oh, why start now?
We'll talk about the Olympics later. I'm insulted by that. I do make sense. Moving on. CBS is, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. CBS is looking to bring Hawaii Five-0 back. And then TNT, I heard today, which isn't on our list here, is thinking of bringing back Dallas, like a new Dallas. Like, why cancel shows that are creative and then start shows that have already been done before? It frustrates me very much.
Yeah, that's especially since remaking shows haven't been doing so hot.
Well, to be fair, the shows were remade for the CW, so didn't expect them to.
Well, you know, NBC's had trouble with the...
Yeah, NBC, in my opinion, is only like a tiny step ahead of CW. So, anyway, so that's that. And then our last piece of news, unless anybody else found something during the day, Lauren Graham is officially replacing Mara Tierney in the Parenthood series. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I think that kind of fits.
I like her a lot.
I don't like it a lot at all. So
I like her a lot. You didn't let me finish my thought, Ray. I like her a lot.
Sorry. I wasn't saying it in response to you, for the record.
Okay.
I wasn't really saying it in response to Jason either. I was saying it as an opinion.
You were just.
I already stated that I don't like it.
Yeah,
I like her a lot as well, Amory.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do not like her in this type of role.
Yeah,
I love Lauren Graham a lot, but I don't think she has a lot of versatility. So,
ooh, yeah,
that was neat, but true.
That was what?
So what? They're bringing her in to play the mother of some teenagers.
Yeah, but this mother isn't supposed to be the same type of mother that Lorelai Gilmore was. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think she can. I think it's a pretty good choice, though. I don't know.
Well, we'll see what happens. Remember, everybody has their own opinion.
Is that your new motto?
That is my new motto. I'm going to bring it out every time I can.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's the podcast not called Three Same Opinions.
No, it certainly isn't.
That would be boring.
So that's the news. I'm trying to think if I heard of anything else. I don't think I have, though.
I don't know. There's lots of stuff that's happened over the last couple of weeks, but really, like, a lot of it, with all the pickups and cancellations and whatnot, it's all in like the last couple days.
There's rumors that Chuck is starting early, or NBC is ruminating on the idea of bringing Chuck back early.
Oh, shit, they don't have any other shows.
Yeah. Exactly. But then I worry. It's like, if they bring Chuck back early, are they just going to not give it any promotion and treat it like they treat everything else?
Well, I worry about, like, where would they... What would they do? Where would they put it?
The one thing that would suck is that if they brought it back now, it doesn't have time to run all, you know what I mean, before they'd have to go to repeats. It doesn't have time to run all 13 episodes before the Olympics start. And then there'd be like a long break while the Olympics are on. Yeah. And then it would come back and it would only have a few episodes because they've only been given an order for 13. I don't know.
The one bright spot was in the Oziello story was that there was the possibility that if it came back and did somewhat well, that they might actually think about extending the season to more than 13 episodes. And so that's like the one possible thing, but I worry about, because, well, you know, they cancel Southland and the other shows aren't doing so well. If you bring it back early, I mean, I definitely don't want to see them put it on Friday night.
Right, exactly. You know?
And
I don't want it on Monday with that horrible pairing of
Heroes. I wouldn't want to see them put it back to Monday night, because it's, you know, it's that same thing. It's House, you know, you know, and How I Met Your Mother, and, you know, there's a lot of competition there.
Yeah.
And so my only thought was, if they do, they should either cancel or move Mercy, and
cancel Mercy,
and put Chuck on Wednesdays, because there's, you know, there's a few comedies and, you know, America's Next Top Model and So You Think You Can Dance, but that's none of those are doing huge ratings.
That's true.
And I think that would be, and, you know,
Tuesdays.
Well, I don't know that they're going to go away from their 2-hour Biggest Loser on Tuesdays.
That's true.
Yeah.
And besides,
plus, you don't want to put it up against anything
against on CBS. NCIS, either one of them, since they're both doing, like,
so if we ran the network, we'd put Chuck on Wednesdays at 8. Cancel Mercy. Chuck on Wednesday at 8. It has a fleeting chance of winning something.
Yep, that's where I'd put it.
So that's that. That's all the news.
So there
all
you go, NBC execs. Remember. That's what you should do if you decide to bring it back early.
Because NBC execs, I don't know what you're reading or listening to or paying attention to, so maybe you are listening to us. And because you're sure as hell not...
Maybe an insult to us. But...
What?
So I think that might be an insult to us, but okay.
Oh, well. I've been insulted a couple times already on the recording. It's fine.
Is that because we're the fourth place podcast?
Hey, whatever. At least we're not the fifth place podcast, CW. Anyway, moving on from the news, because we've got a lot to cover. Actually,
we have no idea. We have a lot to cover and have no idea
how to get there.
What it is we're covering.
So we aren't having a topic today, ladies and gentlemen, because primetime television is in full swing. And I watch like 75 shows a week. That's an estimate.
That's a conservative estimate.
I don't know if that's right. Tell you what, I am not watching anything these days. I just don't care to stay up. I like sleep better. So, here's the thing. It's prime time. Good segue.
I was waiting for what she was going to do. Hey, Emory.
Prime time.
Yeah, so not that we're doing away with topics completely, but we'll still do topics from time to time, but especially if you guys send in like a really, really good one. But for right now, we're going to try and expand primetime and talk about more shows or talk more about some shows.
Yes.
Since there's, as Amory so eloquently put, there's so many shows on right
now.
Oh
my God! We harp on the way that I talk one more time. I'm hanging up. Prime time.
Okay, so what are we just gonna go this yes. time? Just go through like start on Sundays and go through and see what we want to talk about.
Yes.
So anything on Sundays that you want to talk about?
Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. Oh my God. So on episode 46 and a half, which is the one that's out there right now, which comes before 46, whatever.
We'd already said 46 and a half on the thing. Okay. I couldn't take it back.
It's fine. I have no problem with that. But I was going to say that we made a bet about, not a bet. We didn't really bet anything. We said who we thought would win. And I was so close because I said the guy whose name was Shane was spelled funny and his girlfriend and they came in second, like, by a smidge.
By a smidge.
But I was quite okay with the Globetrotters winning, because I like them.
Is that who won this time?
Yes. They did it for his dad. Now, are there any teams that you outright hate?
I'm not a fan of Lance.
Oh, my God, I hate Lance. Lance is an
I would have preferred Lance.
There's no clue. Open the bullet. I know. Oh my God.
Let me go back in a few more times.
Where's the clue, Lance? That's what his girlfriend. Anyway, you would have preferred Lance go home.
Correct. I actually liked Marcy and Ron. So
I liked Marcy and Ron too. But I thought it was funny.
What?
Just making sure everybody was still there. Sounded like everybody disappeared. I thought it was she was just like she was the slowest person ever. And the two of them walking around downtown, like, do you think that's the word? Not thinking to ask the millions of Vietnamese people around them.
I know. But I thought the clue specifically said that they could ask people around them.
It did. It even showed in the preview clip of here's what they have to do on their try to ask people.
So I think if they'd asked people, they would have been in the race. Yeah. We would have been without Lance because they're idiots.
Idiot. I don't know what kind of lawyer he is, but don't let him defend you. Anyway, so that's the Amazing Race. Next week, who do we think is going to come in first?
Oh, I really don't know. It's
Shane with the bad spelling and his girlfriend. I still don't know her name.
I'm going to stay with Sam and Dan, mostly because it seems to be anybody's game at this point.
Sam and Dan, not Sam and Dean.
Not Sam and Dean. And there you go.
There you go. So that's the Amazing Race. Anything else on Sundays?
Anybody want to say anything about Three Rivers?
No.
I'm not sure what I would say.
And how it was worse than even what we had seen before.
I think that's all we need to say.
Although the only thing I want to say about it is even though it was absolutely terrible, and I was surprised that even the 9 million people that watched it actually watched it, I do want to watch this Sunday's episode just because I do want to see the actual reshot pilot after having seen the previous shot one. But that's the only reason.
I didn't like the previous pilot enough to care.
Just because it's not often that you actually get to see, or I get to see, the original before, you know. So, that's it, yeah.
Oh, I do want to say one thing on Sunday. I love Bored to Death on HBO. I love it. Jason Schwartzman, I love you. So that's that.
I didn't see the third episode, and for whatever reason, HBO or Comcast or the two together or whatever are not putting Bored to Death out on demand, so like everything else, which makes no sense. So I thought there was going to be episodes out there, and then they're not.
Excellent. So I think that's Sunday, unless there's anything pressing.
Yeah, no, because I'm behind on Dexter. Although, I will say, now that I remember, because I didn't actually watch it this past Sunday. I saw it the week before at Comcast was doing a screen downtown Seattle. But the Curb Your Enthusiasm with the Seinfeld reunion is freaking brilliant. If you like Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, you'll like Curb Your Enthusiasm. But if you have any, like at all for Seinfeld, seeing them all back together is, and the way that they're doing it is just hilarious.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Seinfeld. I watched it, but I do like Curb Your Enthusiasm, so I'll continue to watch, but it's not because of the Seinfeld people. Anyway.
But I just thought it was really well done and sort of a clever idea that you can't, that the only way you could ever do it is if somebody like, you know, nobody else ever has a show like Curb Your Enthusiasm that's, you know, sort of a version of you, you know, playing a version of your real life self, and to be able to pull real people and fictional people in to create a show like that. It's very interesting. And I love seeing they actually have the original sets and, you know, put back together and everything for Monk's Diner and Jerry's apartment.
Anyway, so that's Sunday.
Okay.
For real. No more Sunday.
So Monday. Mondays. So what have you guys been watching on Mondays the last couple weeks?
Everything.
Oh, we can talk about some of these.
Well, you can't. I haven't seen this week's comedies on, you know, CBS, Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention those.
Right, which is what she just said.
But. She said some of these things. I specifically mentioned which ones they were.
Right.
Greek. I have watched Greek.
I've watched every episode of Greek.
I love Greek. Greek is...
I agree.
This season, I mean, it's... To me, this whole season has just been great. I mean, they just keep... You know, every episode, there has... You know, past seasons, every season of Greek so far, but there's always been, you know, episodes along the way that, you know, aren't so great. But so far this season, they're just, like, on the money, like, every week.
I agree with that statement 100%. I really, really like Greek. And I like... What else happened in this episode? This is the episode where... Well, this past week was the episode where Jordan was not going to take the photography something. Boy, for someone who watched the show 3 times, you would think I would know what actually happened.
Isn't this the one where the ladies all come in?
Oh, yeah. And Corby is the guest star.
Yeah.
Hey, Corby. She's not listening, but whatever. And all this kind of started to be forgiven between Bex and Ashley. Started,
yes.
Sort of.
And Kathy and Evan beat up the guy.
Yeah.
It sounded like the way you cut out that you said, and Kathy and Evan killed the guy.
Maybe. Beat up the guy.
Cappy and Evan beep the guy.
Yeah, exactly. So then it just sounds like they effed him. That's not good either. So anyway, yeah, he was smarmy. I did not like him. And I don't think Olivia Munn can act to save her life. She's Luana or whatever her name is. But I don't know. I'm just really happy with the way the storylines are going. I am a little nervous that it kind of feels like they're going back and forth with the Casey and Evan thing. Like, they're going back to the Casey and Evan thing. And I don't know. For me, the show is Casey and Cappy and, like, getting them to a resolution. I don't really see the Casey and Evan thing. So I think it's, I don't know.
I don't feel like they're going there. I feel like Casey was unsure for a moment what was happening and why Evan was being friendly. Not mm-hmm. that he wasn't being, you know what I mean? Like, she just was unsure because he did the, you want me to walk you back? Like, I felt like it was her feeling like, what's going on? Like, and her saying, no, I'm not interested in that. You know what I mean? Like, because when he first right. offered and she was just like, I don't know. And like, her reaction to it felt like her saying, I'm not interested in going back with you. So I didn't feel like the show's really going there, but I felt like they understandably made her a little unsure what was happening. So.
Right.
I like where they're going with that, just the whole, you know, sort of Evan and Casey sort of being friends, and then Cappy and Evan being friends, but yet secretly, no, you know, nobody can know. And the previews of next week's look, when that looks to all play out a little more, now that Casey has the, you know, she heard from the other guy that... what sounds like Cappy and Evan showed up to, you know, tell that guy to. And so I think, but I think they're sort of playing with, you know, they were all sort of like friends, you know, before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're sort of playing with almost putting them back together in certain ways to where they're almost back to where they were in the beginning. But then you'll see where, you know, where's it going to head, from that. And obviously, you know, there would be an uproar if it didn't head to, for the most part, if Cappy and Casey didn't get together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm loving it. How many episodes do we have left? Is it a 13 episode season? Does anybody know?
I'm not sure how many.
Because I know that was episode 6.
I thought it was 10
this season, probably. Should... That's how they usually run, right? Oh, news!
Is it just gonna be like...
I mean, they're already filming next season, so.
I have news. Make It or Break It comes back in January.
Okay. Yay.
Sorry. Well, we were talking about ABC Family. I thought about it.
Oh.
Because I remember reading it earlier today. So.
Yeah, but is that going to be like 10 episodes, like a first part of season 3? And they're filming a second half of season 3?
I have no idea.
What?
Well, the first two seasons apparently, have all been 20.
Apparently we're back to Greek, because Make It or Break It only has 10 episodes.
No, yeah, I'm talking about Greek. You know, previous seasons have had 20 episodes, but they put them out in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And so that's what I'm saying. You said season 3 is 10 episodes, but I'm saying is that 10 episodes just for the first part of season 3?
She just means for what's happening, what's running right now.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't know. To answer your question, I don't know.
I think what's running right now is 10 episodes. So this last one was the 6th, so we should only have 3 more left, right? Mm-hmm. And then it will go on hiatus, and then it will come back with the rest. I don't think they look at it as a full season. They look at it as...
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how you got from 6 to 3 more to 10.
You know, 4. Next week will be the 7th. Never mind.
Anyway.
Okay.
We have spent way too much time on Greek, because we've got a lot of other shows to go on. Let's continue. What else is on Mondays that people want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to say, well... Not necessarily say anything about Castle, but ask listeners out there, like, if you're not watching it, why are you not watching it? That's what I want to know. I want to know why people aren't watching Castle. It has, I mean, I think it's pretty good, and it has a lot of elements of other show, you know, similar type of shows that are doing well, that I'm wondering why it is that it's not doing better than it is, where it's sort of on the, there's talk of it being on the bubble already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though
so
it does,
people out there, let us know. Why
even though
aren't
it does
you
better than anything on NBC, it's there's still. You gotta love right now being, you know, ABC or CBS, where you can cancel a show that would be the number one hit on NBC.
Yeah, agreed. So there's your homework for the week, yeah. Audience members. Tell us why you're not watching Castle.
Write in, call in, let us know.
Okay, what else is on Mondays that anybody wants to talk about? I won't spoil anything, but no, I'm not going to say anything because I'll get yelled at.
Awesome. Glad you...
Well, here's the thing. If I say whether I liked an episode or not, is that spoiling it? No, because we have drastically different ideas of comedy. I was not a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother this week. Ditto, Big Bang Theory.
Well, awesome. That means I'll be looking forward to watching them.
Exactly.
They must be hilarious.
Exactly. So there you go. I've done that for you. I don't have anything else about Mondays.
All right. So let's move on to Tuesdays. Anything on Tuesdays?
I don't even remember what is on Tuesday nights.
It's pretty much NCIS.
Oh, my God. This week of Sons of Anarchy was the last episode that FX sent out. Crap. There was a cliffhanger, and it was amazing. I love this show.
I know, I do too, but I've gotten behind on that. I'm a couple episodes behind on Sons of Anarchy. There's like, as you put earlier, there's so many shows that there's some shows that I'm a couple episodes behind and I need to start catching up on, and other shows that I've watched the first couple episodes that I need to now drop so that they don't take up the time from the shows that are actually good.
Yes. So I just wanted to say that I think it's awesome and it's incredible. What else is on Tuesdays? Tuesday. I watch Melrose Place. Don't judge me. I enjoy it. Seriously, what else is on Tuesdays?
90210.
I have it on my DVR. I don't watch it. I mean, I haven't caught up yet. I'm like 3 weeks behind on that. Somebody throw me a bone here, yeah, folks. Well,
that's
sorry, I don't have one for you because there's nothing on.
Yeah, I only started watching So You Think You Can Dance Wednesday night, because that was the first
Vegas
episode, and I really need to concentrate because I need to have better choices for SYTYCD/FDL. So I think you can dance Fantasy Dance League. And that's about it.
Yeah, the only thing I can say about Melrose Place is it's, for what it is, it's turning into being not that bad. But there's a couple of people, especially Ashley Simpson, that when she comes on screen, it just comes to a screeching halt. Any momentum that the show had, it just like, I keep wondering if that's really what they're going for, or if she's just really that bad.
Yeah, she's horrible. She's terrible. She's heinous.
Wednesday. How about we move to Wednesday, since there's not really a lot on Tuesday.
And we can't talk about half of what's on Wednesday. So, do you want to jump in?
Well, you can talk about the previous week's episodes of, the stolen bike episode of Modern Family, or
Ty Burrell is brilliant. I love him.
I think how that show is so good, if I can get that out, is that storyline is like, there's nothing like overly special or clever about that storyline, and it's not like it's never been, you know, done before, but
I don't think a lot of fathers steal their son's bike.
Yeah, but this sort of, like, you could see it coming, but it was still done so well, all the way down to it gets stolen a second time from him, you know, while he's helping out the well-endowed new woman on the block. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, when you could take things, even when you can see where it's going, but it still makes you laugh because of the writing and the people that are doing, you know, and the cast. It's just really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me kind of excited for that, continuing for that show going forward, is because whether they bring something, you know, sort of a new type of thing, or do, you know, standard, you know, even some standard sitcom situations and stuff like that, you have the feeling that it's going to be done, you know, you're still going to be interested in watching it.
Mm-hmm. I also like Cougartown. Cougartown last week had me laughing, like, out loud. Was last week the episode of Modern Family where... No, never mind. Because this week I choked. I inhaled so quickly at like a joke that I thought was hilarious that I started coughing That was this week on Modern Family. So anyway, last week on Cougar Town. I just love Cougar Town. I love it.
I love the photo montage.
Yes, that was great.
For Night Out, complete with gun in the air and on the cop's shoulders on the beach.
Yes, very cool.
It was like each one just kept getting more bizarre and more bizarre.
Just a good show all around. I mean, sure, there's some weaknesses. Busy Phillips talks way too fast. But I think it's going to settle down and be really good. Back nine. I mean, what else? Back nine. What else? Anything?
You can't think of anything else on Wednesday nights?
I was saving the best for last, okay? What else is besides Glee?
So you're going to talk about Mercy?
Yeah. Let's save the best for last. Mercy sucks. Okay. I haven't watched anything but the pilot of Mercy, and not even the pilot that aired, just the pilot that NBC sent, so I can't judge. I'm never watching Hank again. I wanted to kill myself after watching that twice. The middle.
After watching it twice.
No, I watched both pilots. I didn't watch the second episode.
I was thinking you watched the first episode twice or something.
What else? I have CSI New York saved. I have Criminal Minds saved. I haven't watched them. I watched America's Next Top Model, and I think that how can anybody take Tyra Banks seriously? And I think that's it for Wednesday. Besides, and So You Think You Can Dance. I don't have any favorites yet, Ray, because there's like 100 left?
77 or something like that.
Not to be specific, but there's like 77. You know, I could do without Tyce DiOrio. I could do without him. He's just too sassy for his own good. Anyway, so I think that paves the way. Quickly. Wait, Jason, did you watch this week's episode? Because I really want to reference something. What is that all about, Journal? Oh, my God. Tu Sylvester is the best TV character in a long time. So let's first talk about whatever happened last week, which I already forget. What was last week? Oh, last week was Kristen Chenoweth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, is that on last week's podcast?
Yes.
It shows how much I listen.
We can talk about it here, but...
Anyway, we talked about it because we watched it with our special guest, the voice of the internet, Chrissy. Hey, Chrissy!
Who Kristen Chenoweth. Finally met for the first time.
Love her. We had macaroni and cheese with her. Okay, what did everybody think of the episode, The Road's Not Taken? Okay, I guess, Jason, what did you think? Because I know what Ray thought. So I'm like, Ray, you don't need to give your opinion twice.
Okay, thanks.
I actually liked that episode. I thought that, I think I've narrowed it down to when it's a single performance, where it was just Kristen Chenoweth singing, or just, what's her name? That was singing, you know, doing the...
Yeah, they all sing. I have no idea.
Well, that was doing a single performance.
Leah Michelle?
Leah Michelle. Singing, you know, by herself. While it's still, you can still tell it's being, lip sync. It doesn't come off as bad when it's just a single performance. It's when it's the full dance numbers and everything. That's now become the only... So, like, in this week's episode, when they go and, you know, it's the boys against the girls, and those numbers go all big again, and
those numbers went all big because they were high on pseudoephedrine.
Yeah, I know, but I mean they go all big, but the way it comes off is it totally looks like the music is so separate from them, and that's all I'm saying is that when it's the group performance and they're singing and dancing and everything, that's to me when it goes, the way they do the music just comes off, it doesn't work for me. I mean, I still
I have
like
a suggestion
it.
For you, and you're not going to like it. If you hate the musical numbers of a show like Glee, with the musical numbers being so a part of the show, you might want to stop watching Glee.
I don't hate the musical numbers. I just hate the way they're presented, is that they look fake. And
as we've continued to point out,
I'm just saying
they most likely will through episode 13.
And I'm not saying that they won't. All I'm saying is that I've narrowed it down as to where it only bothers me on the, you know, the group performances. Everything else about the show is fine.
Well, good. Then we can hope that there's no more group performances, so that...
Well, there's going to be plenty more group performances, so I'm just going to have to...
They're a Glee Club!
Just going to have to deal with it, but...
Glee Club. Oh, my God. The way that she says Glee Club, even the way that she wrote Glee Club in her journal. I love Sue Sylvester. Oh, journal. Journal, I'm about to turn 30. God, she's
brought
so...
up the journal. Can I just say that I was not a fan of that decision. I thought it was funny. I thought what she was saying was funny for sure, but I didn't really like that. I don't know. It just felt so different from everything else that they've done that I didn't really like it.
If it had been a straight voiceover where she was like talking to the cast, not the cast, camera, like everybody else, or not the camera, but you know what I mean? Would it have been okay? Would you have been okay with it?
Yes. Yeah. Because they'd already established that they're doing that, but because it was like a journal, it just felt, I don't know, it just felt like out of the blue, like, why would you suddenly start, you know what I mean, giving
because
a reason
Sue Sylvester
for voiceover?
Is awesome. I look forward to captaining, being a co-captain on your choir cruise or whatever she said. God, every word out of her mouth. I think it sets up a really interesting dynamic now that Sue Sylvester is part of Glee. But here's the thing. I don't hate Will's wife, but I don't get Ken Tanaka. They've only been dating like a 6 weeks or whatever, and now they're getting married but they're not really getting married because they're not going to change their names or live together or ever touch or ever be seen together or go outside after school. Like, I just don't get it.
As long as you don't tell anybody, I'll say yes.
Oh, God. I just think it's amazing. I think that I have been listening to Somebody to Love on repeat for a week now. And that's about it. Glee. Yay, Glee. So that's Wednesday's.
So on to Thursdays.
That's what comes next. Once again, we can't talk about any comedies this week.
I haven't gotten to any of them.
Wait, do you watch Parks and Recreation and Community? Do you watch them all?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought they were brilliant last night. Anyway, last week, what happened last week on all
our
shows?
See, now I'm not looking forward to Community and Parks and Rec now.
I know, because we completely disagree on comedy, because I think things are funny and you don't.
Except that's not true, but
yeah, it is. Let's just, for the sake of the argument, it is. What else can we talk about? Ray, you're not watching Vampire Diaries, correct?
You mean the TVBD? No,
you're not. I have to say that after last night's episode, you know, I should listen to the scoop I gave about stuff more often because I knew what was happening in last night's episode,
well,
but I didn't know it until I saw it happen. I'm not giving anything away by what I'm saying right now, so don't worry. But I should have listened. What else? So that's the Vampire Diaries. I don't hate it. In fact, I might be liking it.
Yeah, it's sort of odd. I actually kind of like Vampire Diaries. I'm not sure why, but the one thing I do like is that, I actually read somebody, their complaint was that Vampire Diaries is moving too slow. And I actually like that it's moving slow, because it seems like a story that if you move it faster, it's over.
I have read the books, and they are kind of sticking with the books, and there's a whole lot in the books that I think that they might need to step a little bit, because I don't know that, I mean, it's hugely rated, sure, and I think it's going to be around for a while, but they've got a lot of stuff to cover. Some really interesting stuff by the time you get to book 3. Anyway,
yeah, but I just think that, you know, a series like that has you can sort of burn itself out if you move things along too fast.
That's true. That's true.
You can throw in too much stuff from, you know, and, but I think the pace has been just fine, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Survivor. I hate Russell, but I like Russell. You just figure out which one. There's a Russell on the yellow team and a Russell on the purple team, and I like the Russell on the purple team, because the Russell on the yellow team is annoying and never wears pants. So that's that. Ray, what comedies do you watch on NBC? Just The Office?
Community. I have not watched this week's Community, though, because it moved to 8, where I have 2 things taping. So.
Right. I watch Bones online because of it. So what happened last week on The Office?
Last week on The Office was the first of Jim and Michael being co-managers.
That was a lot of awkward pain.
But I loved
it. I thought it was great, but
I loved the ending when they're all like, you know, but Michael comes in with the world's best boss mug for Jim. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty good, especially since it didn't have coffee in it.
Gin.
I thought that was a pretty good ending to what had some definite awkwardness, especially since it was anytime Jim is doing something and it's not working out, it seems really weird. It's almost like when you know when that was what I didn't like when they had, you know, the new boss and Jim was always the like on the outside, and you're just like, oh, that's not right.
Exactly. I'm not going to give any spoilers. It's not a spoiler to say that this week was the wedding, and I liked it a lot.
Oh my God, there was a wedding? I can't believe you did that.
Spoiler alert! And so that's it. What else?
Well, did you like it or not like it, so I know whether I'll like it or not?
I really liked it.
She said she liked it.
Oh, okay.
I really liked it.
Darn it, now I'm not looking forward to The Office either.
You know what? You can't blame this on me. What else is on Thursdays? Grey's Anatomy, last night as I was watching, I felt very, why am I still watching this?
I haven't watched it.
But last week's episode, I thought was hilarious. I thought Lexi was hilarious last week. Maybe that's a problem because it's a drama, but whatever.
No, I think she was supposed to be somewhat humorous.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when the show does well, though, is when it's always, when it hits that comedy in the midst of the drama. There's, you know, it's when it's all serious that it is not so good, or if it's all comedy,
mm-hmm.
It's when they're finding the balance between the two. And but I think the idea of the merging and stuff like that brings for an interesting, you know, storyline of all these people competing. And although for me, I wouldn't want to be taken to that hospital with not a doctor in the place sleeping. Ever.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. And even though I liked the Private Practice premiere, I have not watched the second episode yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the second episode yet either.
Oh my God, you guys, you know why I wasn't watching TV on Tuesday? Because it was my birthday, and I just remembered. Anyway.
Happy birthday.
I wasn't watching TV on Tuesdays because I was up in Vancouver, BC, for set visits.
Fun. Did you meet Amanda Tapping?
Not specifically. She was there. I didn't, like...
She's my friend.
I didn't go up and say...
You should have been like, oh, hey, Amory is my podcast friend. And then she would have been like, I love Amory! Anyway, that's that. So anyway, back to Thursday. Is there anything else? I have not caught up on The Mentalist. I don't watch CSI.
Flash forward.
Supernatural!
I will say that last night's Mentalist, I really like last night's Mentalist, even though it was completely predictable.
Right.
Although
I have not watched it yet.
Although I don't want to say anything more because it would completely give it away. So, but,
what else? Okay, wait. Flash forward, I didn't watch last night's episode, but I did watch episode 2, and I like it. And I know that there are people out there, Ray, who aren't sold on it yet, but I don't care because I like it.
Yeah, I'm sold. I'm there.
It has a solid viewership. I mean, for it to be 3 weeks, it's still getting a solid rating up against Survivor. I think that's important.
Yeah, I like it. I like the whole mystery aspect of it and where they're going with the and playing with the how would you deal if you knew what was going to happen, but didn't know if that's actually what's going to happen. You know,
if I didn't have a vision, I'd start shoplifting a lot more because I wouldn't care about
and
I would open a bunch of credit cards because I wouldn't care about my credit card debt. And
could you change things or yeah? But then you'd be screwed because you'd find out you were just sleeping.
Exactly. Ooh, that would be what happened to me.
And you wake up on April 29th, going, "Oh my God, I'm so in debt."
Yeah,
and the cops are after me.
Because I killed that guy. Anyway, spoiler alert. So that's the flash forward. I can't wait to watch last night's episode. Wait, remember when I had an outburst like 3 minutes ago? Supernatural! Oh, I love this season.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Supernatural.
Oh, sorry. Really? I was like, really? What is she talking about?
Twice I yelled Supernatural, and you weren't positive what I was talking about. Were you thinking I was saying there was a supernatural reason for a flash forward? Because I still believe that could happen. But moved on to Supernatural.
I didn't love last night's episode. What do you want to say? I didn't love last night's episode.
I think it was a little far-fetched. I mean,
I don't know about far-fetched.
Really? Oh my god. They had a far-fetched episode of Supernatural? I don't believe it.
Was last week where the devil inhabited Sam? Oh, that was the
Yeah, it was the flash forward episode. Speaking of flash forward.
I liked last week.
That was a really good episode. Yeah.
That was
a really good episode.
Who was on? So everybody on Twitter was like, Dean's got this single tear crying method that he uses and it works every time. Because they have episodes like what happened last week and how good last week's episode was, I'm okay with the fact that they had a slightly less than stellar episode this week. I did like that they, spoiler alert, chopped Paris Hilton's head off. And I have to give her credit for being okay.
I think it was funny when I was reading.
No, go ahead. When you were reading what now?
Like people talking about the show and they were saying, you know, as usual, making a comment about Paris Hilton guesting because they feel like it's a ploy. And I was like, but you don't understand. The producers have said that they asked her to do it and it wasn't like stunt casting, it was that they came up with the idea and they asked her to do it and they didn't expect her to say yes to it and she said yes, so they went ahead with it. Like, it's kind of like fun that you can come up with a celebrity idea, but whatever, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of celebrities they could have come up with, and they're right, like, why would they think she would do it? And then she did, and like, they wrote lines for her, like, all I do is carry a little dog and have a spray tan, and like, she was okay making fun of herself. If she didn't have, exactly. Like, if she, I don't know. I really liked when Dean was like, I never even saw a House of Wax. I thought that was pretty funny. And the face that Jared had was like, really?
Really? Kick me while I'm down.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tied to a tree. And I was really hoping that she would turn into Daddy Winchester. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but it would have been cool. I know he would have had to kill his dad, but whatever. Bygones. Anyway, Supernatural. I'm excited to see what happens next.
I am as well.
I guess that moves us to Friday.
Not the description of next week's episode.
I'm sorry.
Am I cutting out?
You just did there.
Well, you spoke over me, so I wasn't sure if I cut out or not.
Well, I was going to say. You just disappeared.
Never mind. The description of next week's episode, and I kid you not, says Sam and Dean meet a creepy kid. Just made me laugh. Like, don't they meet creepy kids all the time?
Yes, they do.
Sorry.
Yes, they do. So that's that. That's Supernatural. Moving on to Friday. Not a lot happening on Friday.
Well, I want to know what Ray thought of the mommy episode of Dollhouse.
I do, too.
I didn't mind it like everybody else did in the world, apparently.
Like, why did people have a problem with it? Because I'm with you. I didn't mind it. I actually thought, for one of the first times, as I'm watching, this is the conversation that I'm having with myself in my head. I constantly say that Eliza's like this terrible actress. And I'm like thinking to myself, do you think she can learn to be a really good actress? Do you think if Dollhouse survives and it makes it to like season 4, I'm actually going to be saying, remember how horrible she was in season 1, parentheses, I don't know, Adrian Palicki, pilot of Friday Night Lights. And now how good she is in season 4. Like, these are the things I'm thinking, because I actually saw a glimmer of possible, maybe, some talent.
I think she can play certain roles really well. And I think she actually really has, like, Echo as a personality Echo down. Mm-hmm. So I think when she gets to play, like, Echo coming forward in another personality that she's been imprinted with, I think we really, like, that's when I think I see her doing a really good job with it, because I think she has that Echo personality, or whoever, it's not really Caroline anymore. It's more like a combination of, you know what I mean? Right. And I think she has that personality like down cold. So mm-hmm. When that comes through, I think she does a good job. And I think if we see more of that, like if that's where we're going, that, you know what I mean? Like the imprints are just adding to Echo versus their, she's a blank slate every time, then I think you'll see more of it. I don't know. But I thought I thought it was an interesting assignment. I thought as people have said, it's like one of the times. I mean, I always felt that they were.
Oh my god!
The type of assignments they have, but
it sounds like there's a fire on your line. Just like a crackle, like something's burning up the line. Oh my god! Hello,
Ray.
I can hear you, Ray. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, everything's better now. In this conversation I had with myself about Dollhouse, and don't worry, it wasn't out loud. It was just in my head, which I don't know if that makes it better. I came to the realization that I don't dislike it.
That's nice.
So there's that.
I thought this episode was...
I don't love it, but I like it.
Yeah, I thought this episode was okay. I mean, the only thing I thought about it was it just seemed like sort of a waste in one sense, in that the previous episode... It ends with her saying that she remembers everything, which you kind of knew, but now know. And and then this episode ends with, I don't just remember everything, I feel everything. And you're like, okay. And you're like, so we had to have this whole episode just so that,
I think it's a pretty, I will argue this, because I think it's a pretty big distinction between remembering... Like, as in remembering that you keep changing personalities, whatever, and remembering the feelings of what keep... Like, it makes what they're doing worse.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, she remembers the feelings of...
Being a mother, losing her baby.
You know what I mean? Being scared. Yeah, losing her baby. Like, all of those things. And I think that's an important distinction to make. And I think that the actual setup of the episode was a good one to show it with, because you might not be as sympathetic about it if it were something else, but because we got to watch her panic, like in the episode, nobody was actually doing anything wrong. She misunderstood something because she didn't have all the information, and she freaked out because she was worried about the kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she only had the kid's best interest in mind. So like, in a way, it lets us feel like sympathetic towards her, but also understand like how horrible would it feel to think that you have a kid, to be freaked out for your kid, worried about your kid, get your kid, you know what I mean? Then find out that it's not your kid. And though you can't be the mommy to this kid, and you still feel have feelings for the kid, and you have to let go. So like, also, I think it's important to know that they feel that.
And there's a difference too between remembering that like you were basically used as like a sex slave or someone, like, cause you know that's happened, and remembering like the feeling that you were. So like, I understand. I get that there's an importance to the distinction.
Well, I get that. I just think that it was just a lot just to like move it just that one little slight increment forward.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Or that maybe, you know, you could, well, I mean, maybe you do that over a little bit longer or something like that. You don't just make it the next.
So either episode. Go faster or spread it out, whichever.
Almost go slower, almost even. I mean, where it almost just seemed to, I don't know, it just seemed like a lot to just add that one little extra layer to me.
I miss Victor.
Well, you're going to get Victor this week.
Fingers crossed. Anyway.
Not in real life, just on the show.
I'm not in LA. I can't stalk anybody. I mean, I can stalk people here, but it's not as exciting. What else is on Friday night?
Stargate Universe.
Stargate Universe. Okay, I've never seen an episode of Stargate before. I watched the Stargate Universe premiere, and I really liked it. So, and then I remember that Michael Shanks was a part of Stargate, and then he'll be back, I think. Spoiler alert. So I might catch up on Stargate, see if I like it. I don't know. So there's that.
And Ray, any, thoughts on Stargate Universe?
I would not miss, so no.
You were what now?
I'm not watching, so okay. No.
You caught out. Caught out. Don't stop believing. I really like the acoustics in my bedroom. I should set up a recording studio in here.
I really liked it. I really liked the Stargate Universe. And I'm one that hasn't watched...
These are my confessions.
I've watched a handful of like Stargate Atlantis, you know, episodes, and I watched the first few seasons of Stargate SG-1 when it was on Showtime before it.
It was on Showtime.
That's where it started.
Really?
Like the first three or four seasons or something like that.
This doesn't make any sense.
It was one of the first. It was one of the first scripted shows that Showtime ever did. But I I watched it way back then, but I never really watched it much over the last, you know, 5-6 seasons. And like I said, didn't watch much of Stargate Atlantis. And mostly because that always came off as, I don't know, there was a little bit of too much cheese. It was a little cheesy to me sometimes. And, you know, but I mean, I normally like stuff that has like a little bit of comedy to it or whatever, but this one, it wasn't just, it just seemed cheesy comedy as opposed to being funny. And so I was, when I saw the previews of Stargate Universe, I was interested in it just because it looked so much different than the previous incarnations. And to me, it is. I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. It has some comic moments and, you know, some levity and stuff, but it has an interesting dramatic premise of being stuck on this ship that you don't know how to, you know, operate. And it's on its own predetermined path that you don't know what that path is or why it's doing it. And so I really liked it. And the next episode is, you know, sort of continues on with the premiere. And it, I think it gives you that more of a feel of how episodes will go with the, you know, the gate, with it stopping and the gate being operational for, you know, certain periods of time. But all that to say is I got to go visit the set of Stargate Universe along with some other shows, Caprica and Sanctuary, on this past Tuesday. And the set is pretty impressive. I mean, when you walk up into the gate room of the ship and you're in that set, you know, it's big. It's all, you know, sort of rusty and distressed and, you know, and looks like an old ship. And, you know, it feels like you're, you know, there's nothing about it that looks fake, you know, from when you're standing inside it. And then the one thing that I liked about it, they've done the same thing, you know, they do a lot of that with lots of different shows like Eureka and Battlestar Galactica had some similar stuff like that, is they build these corridors and stuff like that, but they have the ability to change them. And in this case, they had these panels that could slide up and down. And when the panels are closed, it looks like an interior corridor on the ship. And then they can open up panels on one side, and it's glass, and they have green screen, and so they can make it look like, you know, space, and now it looks like it's a corridor down, you know, the side of the ship. And and then they had some of the different rooms and stuff like that. They had, you know, different panels and stuff like that that slid up and down, and it turned from like a bedroom to like a computer, you know, a computer station in a little sort of office type of thing. And it's 2 stories in one section where the gate room is, and the gate is like fully operational and lit up, and they did a demonstration of it spinning around to like what would happen when they're opening, when the gate's opening. And it's pretty impressive. I mean, especially, I mean, it is going along, you know, continuation of a successful franchise, but when you see something that big and substantial for what's basically a first, you know, first season, that's a pretty impressive set piece. And they obviously envision it going for multiple seasons.
Cool. I'm interested. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm really interested in continuing on with the...
Now, BJ Smith, Brian Jacob Smith, you are my new love. You are on my new TV boyfriends list. I love you. All right. Have we reached the end of the week?
At Brian Jacob Smith on Twitter.
Yep. You betcha. I'm following him. We have reached the end of the week. It took about a week to get there. Because nobody else watches. There's no...
It took about a week to get started.
Yeah, it did. Hey. It was the first time I've ever had computer issues. So...
Yeah, I know. Usually it's...
I have you beat. Anyway, I got pizza waiting for me in the kitchen. You guys remember when my mom was here about 3 days ago?
Your mom.
So what kind of pizza did you get delivered? That's what I want to know.
Sicilian. I got my mom's pizza delivered. Actually, I'm not sure where it's from. It's from somewhere in the neighborhood. And now, till now, I always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you. ugly. Hmm. I really do love the acoustics in this room. It's incredible. It's incredible. Anyway. Oh, I do want to also add that I really like the Parks and Recreation theme song. Anyway, that's about it. That's all I have to say.
No idea what that means.
You don't have to know, Ray. You just have to believe.
And you can't stop.
Oh. Don't stop! Okay.
All right, crazy girl.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's time to go.
You think?
If somebody would do the closing of an episode, we could do so.
I'm sorry. She wasn't going to interrupt my singing just to say, okay, that's it. Oh, my God. I think that he wants you to end the episode, Ray.
I get that idea. Thanks.
But
if
first,
you
wait.
Would like...
Oh, my God!
Oh, that was perfectly timed.
If you would like to leave us some comments about this week's primetime, or the news, whichever, you may do so at our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Gus.
Especially if you'd like to, if there's a show that you would like to hear us talk about. Like,
yeah, that's true, because I can't guarantee I'm going to start watching a show I've never seen, but give us a try. You never know.
I won't, just for the record. I have a schedule. I'm sticking to it.
No, but we watch other shows that don't necessarily always make it onto the podcast, you know.
That's
and so
true.
If there's, you know, just saying, if there's a show that you watch all the time and you'd like to hear, maybe our thoughts will be we don't watch it. But I'm just saying.
Yes, anyway. If there's a show you'd like us to talk about, please let us know on the website. You can use our Snapvine widget.
Oh, interesting tangent. Abed. I thought
we'll
about
be the judge.
Well, I went out to lunch today. Well, somebody took me out to lunch for my birthday, and I'm pretty sure that my waiter was Danny Pudi from Community. Abed. I'm pretty sure his brother was my waiter today. He was the spitting image of him. I almost took a picture, and I thought that'd be rude. So anyway, back to the story.
Back to the story of how you can leave a comment on our website.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You know what we didn't talk about? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Anyway, we'll get that next week. We'll get that next week.
Remember, next week is Comedy Focus Week.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so our music today was provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that, my friends, is it.
That's it. I gotta go eat the pizza in my kitchen. Anyway, time to go.
Amory.
What?
Nothing.
Man.
All right.
You're in love with that song.
I am, because on the recording that I bought from iTunes, because I couldn't wait a month for the CD to come out, Matt Morrison actually sings a verse, because he didn't on the show. Oh, it's brilliant. Anyway.
All right. That's
Bye.
It, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
It's like the what? Anyway, sorry. Stop saying what? Bye. Bye. I can't say it because I remembered afterwards that it's something somebody hasn't watched yet.
Oh, I just remembered. Okay. All right, goodbye.
I have a feeling there's right, a bye. Joke I'm going to get sometime when I watch
sometime
something
soon.
That I haven't seen yet.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Bye. All
right. Goodbye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
Nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, it's recording.
Okay.
I can repeat the story about how I broke my toe.
No, it's all right. You just bruised your toe.
It really does hurt. I can move it, though, so it's not broken.
Correct.
Yep.
I repeat, I think you just bruised your toe.
Yes, I did.
Would you like me to tell you the story about how I pulled a muscle earlier this week, and then just now as I was getting the groceries out of my car, I felt myself pull it again?
Oh, I hate pulling a muscle. I would like to hear the story. Tell me.
I pulled a muscle earlier. I pulled a muscle earlier this week when I was emptying the litter boxes in my chest, no less. So,
oh, that's the worst.
On Tuesday or Wednesday, I was like at work panicking, thinking, am I having a heart attack?
It's like chest pains, you can't breathe, and it's, I know that.
But it would only happen when, you know, I would move my arm my left arm a certain way. So I was like, no, I can't be having a heart attack. It would be happening all the time. Yes. And I was just getting better. And then today, when I was taking the groceries out of the car, I twisted and lifted them with the left arm instead of the right arm, and I felt it pull, and I was like, oh, hurt.
So
now it hurts. So there you go. The story again.
Always. All right, let's get going. With you, Ray.
I told the story quickly and succinctly, and you asked me to repeat it. So I did. All right. All right, here we go. What's wrong?
Marcy and Ron, I thought it was. I told my mother, I'm going to. Okay, are you kidding me? I'll be right back. Hello? Hello? Remember when you were going to text message me?
Uh-huh.
I'm in the middle of a podcast.
And the first outtake of the day.
Then I'll have to wait until I can, I guess. Yeah. But I can't. Do you want to just leave it on the doorstep, I guess? Fine, just text me when you get here. Don't call. Yes, because I can walk with my computer. Goodbye. Oh, my God. My mother. So you're podcasting tonight, right? So I'll text message you. And she calls my goddamn house phone. Anyway. My mom's here with my pizza. Mom, say hi.
Hi.
That's my mom. She brings me dinner.
I want to visit. I'll bring
you
dinner.
Hi,
Emery's mom.
She will. Ray,
hi. Hi, Ray. Hi, Jason.
My mom says hello.
Come back and visit, Ray.
See? Oh.
I will.
She says I will. She can't hear you guys.
anyway. I will.
yeah, louder's not going to help, I don't think, there.
All right. So, okay, are you just going to... She's just milling about. She's just checking out, seeing, like... She's looking to see if my house is clean, like she does every time she comes in the house.
It's clean.
It is not. It is not clean. I didn't cut them, Mom. Okay. Please go! I need to finish this conversation. Thank you for my pizza. Love you too. Tell me that's all staying on the podcast.
Gonna be the best after the closing music ever.
Anyway, so my pizza's here. It's sitting in the living room. Okay.
So now we know that when you gotta eat, you actually have something to eat.
Exactly. Exactly. You got the Zachary disease, Jack reference.